shouldn't wear these while you work alone. You never know what crazy dude might sneak up on you.
Well, I don't think this is exactly teaching me my lesson. Okay, stop. We can't.
Come on. Rehearsal finished early and no one's around.
Well, Simpson gave me after-hours access to work on my research, not make out with you.
It's been like 5 days since the last time we...
did it. Okay, we have 13 minutes. Dave?
What?
No, look!
What should I do?
Vamoose!
Aren't you gonna get in trouble?
Yeah, but I'll get in more trouble if I'm caught here with you, so go!
Ali, I'm so sorry.
Just go! About the damages, but my aunt, she died from breast cancer, and I am like one or two transitional metal compounds away from perfecting a breast cancer detecting breathalyzer. You don't understand how important this research is.
I don't understand it at all. And although I'm not exactly happy about the scorched table, I'm not going to shut you down.
You're not.
When I didn't get it, I sent a proposal to an old student of mine at MIT, and she is very impressed.
She is.
Mm-hmm. In fact, she's in town recruiting and she'd like to meet with you.
But I don't graduate for another year, so.
Actually, you have already earned a couple credits from your science camp and another from the grade 9 gifted program. You just need a class or two and an independent study project and...
And I could graduate a year early.
And work with a team of scientists pursuing similar research at MIT.
Whoa.
Imagine you can travel back in time. When in history would you stop and why? This is the essay question that decides whether or not I get into university.
These university applications are going to make your heads explode. Which is why I am not applying. Whoa. New do.
Yeah. I wanted something that said, bastard guys, stay the hell away.
Your mouth is saying that pretty clearly, too.
Yeah, thanks, Mo. Did I seriously hear you say you're not applying to university?
Yeah, I'm staying home to work for my dad. Martin Construction sounds cool, right?
You want to stay here? I am getting as far away as possible, only applying to Hawaii and California.
Oh, you're right. It's way better to choose your school based on how far you can run from your problems.
Well, at least I'm not throwing away my future.
Well, that's rich, coming from a girl that threw away the student council presidency for petty revenge.
Sheesh, would you two just make out already?
My future's fine. I've been researching environmentally friendly design. While you guys freak out over essays, I'll be changing the world.
Cam, you sit with us.
Hey, Rocky, this way. As if you're gonna sit with those girls. What are you, gay?
Sitting with girls is gay?
No. But questions like that are. We're gonna watch the girls dance practice after school. Two words, spandex. You in?
Well, me? I can't. I have to Skype with my girlfriend back home, Jamie.
Cool. Gotta keep the ladies happy.
But isn't Jamie a dude's name?
Okay.
cannot believe this is real.
I can't believe it's you, not me. I mean, you love high school. I mean, not so much.
I feel like I'm gonna be sick. Why am I so nervous?
Maybe because you haven't told Dave yet?
Dave! Dave!
Tell me what?
I'm gonna go.
What?
I have to present my experiment to someone from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology this afternoon because they might want me to go there kind of next year.
Are you serious?
It's MIT. The chances of me getting in are practically nothing. So.
Yeah, I like those odds. I'd miss you like crazy. But I mean, we can get through anything together, right?
Right.
Right.
You're the best.
Yeah, Suns are down 2-1. Saunders is back on the power play. Intercepts the puck at center ice. Looks to feed Dallas on his wing. Buddy takes himself. Comes in, splits the defense. He's in on a breakaway all alone against Costa. Fakes the shot, brings it to his backhand. Top shelf goal! And the crowd goes wild. Saunders! Saunders! Saunders!
Saunders! Saunders! Saunders. So, is the net name Jamie? You don't really have a girlfriend back home, do you? So you just didn't want to hang with us. You know we don't bite.
You guys just kind of make fun of me.
Because we like you. Why don't you come hang with us at the mall tomorrow? Pick up some chicks?
Well, that's the night before a game.
So? You need to relax. Look, I know I wear the big C, but you're supposed to be the star. And the boys need to see the real you. No excuses, Rook, you're coming.
Yeah, okay.
What about a solar-based water heating system?
For a women's shoe store, they have, like, one sink.
Every little bit helps.
It's a pretty lofty idea, pal, especially since we have zero experience with green design.
Yeah, but, Dad, I've been researching. I'll be here all day if I have to. Martin Construction needs to go green.
Well, it's still just Martin's Construction, okay? This Martin. You can't be here all day. You have classes, remember?
Yeah, but you said so yourself. The most important learning happens on the job.
Yeah, after you finish school.
Hey, Dad.
Jake, it's settled. I'm doing this one on my own. Are we clear?
Yeah, loud and clear, but this goes in here. Clear?
Jeez, pal. When did you become such a little tree hugger, huh?
And then I exposed the sensor compound to the cancer compound found in breath and measured the reaction. See, I believe I'm on a path to discovering a compound that can measure for traces of breast cancer found in a person's breath as accurately as police measure for alcohol.
May I ask a couple questions?
Sure.
How do you have access to the cancerous breath compound necessary to run your tests?
Well, through a lot of research, I learned how to make it. I manufacture it right here in the lab.
And the sensor compounds?
I'm working through a series of compounds using transition metals.
We can't possibly be making those here.
No. My science teacher, Mrs. Cohen, orders them for me. So I save up and buy small amounts of two at a time.
It's impressive.
Well, I haven't exactly achieved the accuracy I'm hoping for, but I think I'm close. I just need to save up for the next batch.
She's more ambitious than you said.
She reminds me of you when you went here, actually.
One more question.
And then she offered me a full scholarship to MIT as one of only two undergrads in her lab to beat breast cancer.
MIT, the MIT.
As a research student, not a research subject, right? She was clear on this?
Yes. Easy. I haven't exactly accepted yet.
Why not?
I don't know. I thought maybe we should talk about it. I'll be so far away so soon.
That's why Steve Jobs gave us FaceTime. I gotta call my brother. My son is a doctor. Well, my daughter is curing cancer.
After all those boy crazy years and running away, you have become such a beautiful young woman. Ako Kosav, he'll be so proud.
Guess you're going then.
I guess so. Wait, today is Wednesday, right?
All day.
And why am I only taking Monday's birth control pill now?
Oh. Okay, just take three. And be careful from now on. But it's no biggie.
Yes, biggie. I missed two pills this cycle, in which time Dave and I...
Allie, don't freak out.
Yes, freak out! This is huge news, which you must come tell your uncle. He thinks I'm punking him.
Emergency. I missed two pills between here and here, and Dave and I had sex here while I could have been ovulating.
I'm really getting to know you.
Which means I could be pregnant.
Whoa. You used a condom, though, right?
We did not. I mean, I was on the pill. We both had clean STI tests. I don't know. We just got caught up in the moment.
Allie.
Someone call MIT and let them know how stupid I am. Tell me I'm freaking out over nothing.
What I think is, after school, you should go take a pregnancy test. Then you'll know for sure.
You're right. You're right, but I can't wait that long.
This is perfect for you, so fill out the forms. You'll be fine.
Thanks. French literature. Seriously. You dropped something.
Huh?
Cycling bin's right here.
So?
So, put the can where it belongs. What, like...
Like this? Where's the cans go? You some kind of crazy tree hugger or something?
Hey! Hey, pick it up now!
Come on.
Shut up, buddy!
Guys, stop! Hey, stop! Hey, you want to get close and personal? Do it in detention. Okay, in 3 minutes I can get back to being excited for MIT.
Aaliyah?
Mom? What are you doing home?
I could ask you the same thing.
That's not mine. I forgot something for class, and then I came home and found it. It must be Jenna's. Jenna.
She'll be on the business end of a stern talking to after school.
Is that really necessary? I mean, she's practically an adult.
Not according to the parental consent forms I sign on her behalf.
But is it really that big a deal?
It's a pregnancy test. It's an enormous deal. Only 17, and Jenna has already given up one baby. She trying to ruin her life?
Let's see. All right, Rook, you're up.
Okay. Over that table, into that lady's purse. Offer back.
No way.
Ooh, all right, Rook.
I play ball back home until they made me pick between it and hockey.
Well, I gotta say, we're all really glad you picked hockey. All right, next order of business. Why don't you have a girlfriend?
I don't know. I guess I've just always been too busy with hockey.
What's the point of being so good if you're not gonna use it?
Use it? Like how?
Future NHLer Campbell Saunders. If you're gonna be a millionaire, ladies love millionaires. You should be going out with a different girl every weekend. You know what? Just test out those powers right now.
from that girl.
I'm very disappointed in you, Jenna. We knew you had a baby when you came here, but we were not aware that you were trying to make another.
I'm not. I don't even have a boyfriend.
Okay, Mom, I think she's had enough.
Enough what? We took her in. We took responsibility for you, and you still behave like a floozy?
Okay, Mom, go easy on her. What if I came home pregnant?
Oh, Aaliyah, we don't have to worry about that. We both know you would never make such a huge mistake. There will be some new rules. You will have no boys over. You will have a curfew of 9 p.m. Fail to follow these rules, and you will have to find a new place to live.
Thank you.
Hey. It's a girl like you doing in detention.
I have a boyfriend.
Boyfriend, you wish.
Oh, no, trust me, I do not. But as far as jerks go, you're ever so slightly less jerky than that jerk.
Thanks for noticing.
Yeah, thought you weren't going.
I had a whole plan, but poof, it's gone because I can't convince my dad I know what I'm doing.
Well, why don't you show him? The school board set aside money for environmental initiatives and no one knows how to spend it.
I don't think my dad will be that impressed by me building some shed for the dumpsters.
So let's go look for something bigger than that.
Now?
I've been cleaning classrooms for 2 weeks, and you've got to learn to trust your girlfriend.
Okay, let's do this.
What? Are you lost?
Yes. In your eyes.
You're hitting on me?
Look. I'm gonna be in the NHL in a couple years. Probably gonna be like a millionaire, so.
Oh. So you wanna purchase me?
Do you want to get out of here? Go get some sex?
Okay, my mom's gone. I am so sorry. I panicked. I owe you my life. I have like 5 more minutes until Dave gets here, so.
Are you gonna tell him?
Not until I know for sure. Great, I can't take this until 10 days after conception. That's like 5 more days.
Guess you'll just have to wait?
No, I can't. I'm freaking out. I need to convince myself that I'm not pregnant. Tell me what it feels like so I know I'm not feeling it.
When you're pregnant?
Yeah.
I felt kind of sick.
I've felt sick.
Moody. Oh, my boobs were tender.
Tender where?
You're trying to convince yourself.
What am I gonna do?
Thought we could get a bird's eye view of the school grounds. Find some place for a garden or a greenhouse. Oh, jeez. So what do you think?
What about up here? A sustainable rooftop garden with organic produce and flowers. We could build a stage that runs on solar power, maybe a rain basin. This will prove to my dad that I know exactly what I'm talking about.
Cool.
favorite part.
Are we really gonna watch this whole movie?
I'm not feeling that well.
Yeah, no kidding. Tell that to the bag of chips you just dummied.
I was hungry, okay?
Whoa, why so moody?
God. You can tell.
If you're worried about this whole fast-tracking thing.
I'm worried that I'm pregnant.
What? No.
All signs point to yes.
I mean, you said I didn't need to use a condom.
And I know this is all my fault. But we can handle it, right? We can get through anything together. Remember, you said...
How?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, I guess this means you're not going to MIT.